it's okay to be right. No, really. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Hey, it's coming on 551 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Kirby in for John on this Monday. How you doing? All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I want to share with you a story. You know, we talk about a lot of pessimistic and dark things a lot and how bad things are getting, but there's actually a lot of good news out there, and I think there's an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning about one of those things, that is the revolution coming up in college. Georgia Tech announced 2 weeks ago that the college is going to offer the first online master's degree in computer science. That's right, an online master's degree in computer science, and that the degree will cost about a quarter what it will cost you to be on campus. A lot of schools are experimenting with these online courses, but according to the article, Georgia Tech raises the bar by offering a full credit in a graduate program. There are predictions that projections that by 2020, we're going to be a million high-tech job openings that won't have people to fill them. Right now, it'll cost you about $7,000 to get this master's degree in computer science in Georgia Tech. Yeah, $7,000 online. Now, there is a fair amount of controversy. Obviously, a lot of professors are concerned because, see, if you do this online, why do we need a brick-and-mortar institution in classrooms? Why do we have to pay them so much if you could have 1,000 people sit on the online course? What would happen to all of them? By the way, at San Jose State, the university ran a test course, electrical engineering, paid by the Gates Foundation. Students who worked with online content passed at a 91% rate, whereas the students who took the classroom only had a 60% pass rate. The course was so successful, the school's president's expanding other online courses, including courses in humanities. Professors are concerned. Some have come out against online courses, pressuring their colleges not to offer them. But I've got to tell you, you know, since 1990, according to this article, the cost of college has increased fourfold. Yeah. Four times the rate of inflation, I should say. The cost of college is going up so much faster than inflation. Student loan debt is now higher than credit card debt. It's over $1 trillion. And things have got to change. Why not use that technology? I mean, is that cell phone? Is your iPhone 5 any similar to that Motorola brick you used to have 20, 25 years ago? No, things are changing rapidly. Fill technology. So let's do that and use technology and harness that to educate our kids. The author in this article of Wall Street Journal today points out that in 2011, only 7.9% of the 11th graders in Chicago public schools tested college ready. Yeah, 7.9% of juniors in Chicago high schools were college ready. And yet, they have 23,000 teachers in Chicago in the school system making an average of about $75,000. And take that money, and what would happen if you bought all the students an iPad and then online software, tutors, and a $2,000 graduation bonus, and it would cost you less than it would cost to have all those classrooms and teachers in? I guess the question is, would you get it better than the 7.9% college readiness rate? Now, the author of the article said he made this offer facetiously in front of a conference of teachers, but their reaction showed him that perhaps not enough attention is spent on the plight of students. This is exciting to me. We've got a generation that grew up on all sorts of video games and grew up on visual stimulation, and we can actually offer college courses online so people can graduate and get a skill and save money and not go so deeply in debt. Professors are about to get an online education by Andy Kessler, Wall Street Journal today. Read it. Read it. Fascinating story about the future. And I think it's coming. I just don't think that we can afford to spend the money we do and put our kids in debt the way we do in order to provide a college education. There's got to be an easier and better way to do it. Next hour, we're going to be talking to noted economists about the recovery and why after 4 years it's not where it should be and why we're not feeling as good as we should. Now, I know in the Puget Sound area, the economy actually looks pretty good, but you know, across the country, there are spots where it just isn't doing so well, and this is the worst recovery in modern economic history in measurements of job growth and economic growth. It just isn't doing very well. We got to find out why. We'll talk about that. We're going to be talking about plastic bags, and Rob McKinnis with us later to tell us what he's been up to and what he has planned, and all sorts of political news and economic news, and of course, your calls as well. Kirby in for John on this Monday, June 3rd, John Carlson's birthday. Happy birthday, John, if you're listening. We're going to be back after the news, top of the hour, with ABC and Marina, and then we'll be back. Kirby in for John, it's 5:57.